Each year, on March 25th, coming up in just a couple weeks, our country observes an important military event. The United States Congress has designated March 25th as National Medal of Honor Day, a day dedicated to Medal of Honor recipients. This highest military award in the land is presented to those who exhibited personal acts of valor above and beyond the call of duty. Why March 25th? Because it was on March 25th, way back in 1863, when the first medals of honor were presented to these six soldiers from the Civil War. Sorry, the photo is pretty blurry. And over the years since then, almost 3,500 medals of honor have been awarded. One of them was to this guy. You know him? If you're thinking Alvin York from World War I, you're right. One of his commanding officers said, after his exploits, said, "Alvin York, I heard you captured the whole German army." And Alvin replied, "No, sir, just 132 of them." But the most common act of valor for Medal of Honor recipients is the act of throwing oneself onto a grenade to save the lives of comrades. Jack Lucas did this on Iwo Jima during World War II. Two Japanese grenades were tossed into a foxhole. Jack Lucas covered them with his helmet and then his body, and he saved the lives of six men at least. He lived through it, which was really rare. Most medals of honor are presented posthumously to surviving family members. Navy SEAL Michael Mansour fell onto a grenade. Maybe you heard about this a few years back, in 2006 in Iraq, saving the lives of several of his fellow soldiers. And he died just a few minutes later. Most people's natural reaction when faced with danger like that is self-preservation. But not these guys. These guys, when faced with danger, did not freeze up, or worse, run the other direction. Our nation wishes to express its gratitude to heroes and to their families. Our nation does not wish for our heroes' deeds to be forgotten. But as valiant as these men were, their deeds could only save lives, not souls. Jesus fell onto a grenade of sin for us, didn't he? And because he did so, we don't feel the sting of death. We don't feel that hot shrapnel of punishment burning through us. He took it all upon himself for us. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. But he did not just sacrifice himself for his friends. He also died for those that were on the other side. Then Judas, having received a detachment of troops and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came there with lanterns, torches, and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward and said to them, "Whom are you seeking?" So when danger fell into his lap, or into his foxhole, in a sense, he did not flee. He went forward so he could save souls. Jesus could have saved himself, couldn't he? Think back to when you were a little kid, and you had heard this story of his suffering and death a few times by then. Did you ever wish, just once, that Jesus would somehow just, you know, flex his muscles and pop those spikes out of the cross and jump down and teach his enemies a lesson they'd never forget? Did you think that even once? Of course, had he done that, we would not have been saved. So he couldn't do that. And he knew that. He had to go through with it in order to save us. And while he hung on the cross, an amazing truth was spoken by his enemies. Likewise, the chief priests, also mocking with the scribes and leaders, said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save." And they were mocking him hatefully with these words, not having any idea how true these words really were. He couldn't save himself, because then he wouldn't be able to save them, or us for that matter. But their mocking didn't stop there. They said, "He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him, for he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" Makes you wonder, didn't these guys that were shouting these words, didn't these words sound familiar to them? I mean, these were the chief priests and the scribes, the experts of Old Testament study. They had to have read Psalm 22. I mean, the scribes copied this prophecy down word for word. These words from Psalm 22: "All those who see me laugh to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, 'He trusted in the Lord, let him rescue him.'" An Old Testament prophecy. And later, in that same psalm, "The assembly of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet." And later, "They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." And now, at the foot of the cross, the same guys who studied these very words and copied down these very words are blind to the prophecy coming true right before their very eyes. "He saved others, himself he cannot save." How very true. And sadly, the full meaning of his deeds had gone unacknowledged among his enemies that day. Heaven forbid that his deeds should ever be forgotten among us. His love is the reason that he submitted himself to punishment. It probably seemed strange to some people that day to hear him say he was a king and then to see him hanging on the cross. But if he had said that he didn't want to take our punishment and he wanted to forfeit that, then we could not be saved. But he hung in there, literally, and paid the price. In order to save us, he had to go through with it. He came down from the cross dead. And he came out of the open tomb alive. Both of these things had to happen. Without both, we have nothing. With both, we have everything. This was an amazing sacrifice. A man falling on a grenade saves people's lives. Jesus and his sacrifice saves souls. Some people ask some of the what-if questions about that day. What if Pilate had simply let Jesus go free? What if Jesus had not died? Well, for one thing, there would be no forgiveness. I hope you can read that. We would all be on our own before God, begging for mercy, and we would be trying to get forgiveness based on our own merits. Yeah, and that's not going to happen. And the other thing, though, is that there would be no gospel. Since gospel means good news, we would have none without the perfect sacrifice of Jesus. But Jesus did go to the cross, and he died, and he arose. The news is all good. Surely, he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Not only do we acknowledge his death, we celebrate it. We call that day Good Friday. And we will never forget. We close today with hymn 143, stanzas 12 and 15.